This is All Games Considered Extra number 15.
All Games Considered Extra.
Hi, this is Carol with All Games Considered, and I'm here to announce the runner-up winner of the Changeling Contest, who will be receiving a bag of Changeling the Lost Dice. Please forgive my voice, as I've been suffering from allergies and a cold, which is pretty persistent during this season. So I may not sound like myself again for a little while. I do apologize about that. There were some, of course, who wanted to add this to their crossover game right now. Chad wrote in, and apparently they've got a mage game that's got a little bit of Dark Ages, a little bit of mage. So, while I would have loved to have had a changeling to the mix, it seems like you've got quite a bit on your plate already. Though I would love to hear more about how you're fitting Dark Ages Fae and mage. So, Chad, email me, carolatagc@gmail.com. Chris isn't here, so someone has to be Dvorak. And my favorite, the funniest entry from Rogue Operative was, I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing. He says, so, 100 words or less about why I want the Changeling game? Here goes. It was a mistake. I put all my D&D books into a bag of holding. It's impossible to fit those 3.0 books anywhere else. If it weren't for those cursed encumbrance rules, I could have carried it, but no. My +3 armor of strength / invisibility / flight / charisma / dexterity, phew, weighs a bit too much. I erred trusting that gnome fellow with my precious RPG collection. He was nice, always there when we needed a decoy to spring some traps. Out we went into nameless dungeon A for item X. 4 squares later, we're assaulted by some indigenous bugbear tribe. Next thing I know, he's roasting, fully equipped, on the tribe's dinner spit. Goodbye, RPG collection. So that's what happened, honest, and now my sub-story is complete. So, Rogue Operative. Funny. Gotta love it. A couple more here. Kurt from the Wandering Geek podcast wrote in, hoping to win, looking for a game to possibly introduce one of his teenagers to. We've been getting some more input on possibly looking at games to introduce kids to role-playing. And honestly, that's something that I would like to look into more. So possibly a future episode, or at least a future segment, maybe, on that. And of course, he said that he'd have the advantage of being able to review it for his show, for The Wandering Geek. Kurt sent me an email, and we'll talk about perhaps borrowing the book. Just right after I put that ARFID chip in it. So, anyway, those were a couple of them. And I'm going to go ahead and send the runner-up prize to Rogue Operative for the funniest entry. So, I'll be emailing you for your address, or send it to the agcprize@yahoo.com email, and we'll get that out to you soon. I'd also like to mention that at the end of this extra, there's going to be about 6 minutes of the Changeling Nightmares episode, where I went on and on about fetches. Couldn't fit into the regular episode, go fig, but Mark has graciously decided to not leave it on the cutting room floor, so to speak, and put it into this extra. So thank you, Mark. Can't really think of any other news right now. Things have been hugely busy at work. I recently got a promotion. We're going to see whether or not this is a really good thing or not. I think it's pretty good. But that's it for me. What you should be hearing next should be the 6 minutes of lost footage. Get that lost, yeah. Anyway, it's time for me to say goodnight, folks, and enjoy the extra 6 minutes about fetches. This is Carol signing off.
This show is a member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network, gbncom.com.
Can your fetch knock up your wife?
I don't believe they are.
Okay, because I'm just wondering fertile. What the mechanics would be on the children. I mean, that would be creepy.
I don't believe they're fertile.
Okay.
They're about as sterile as you are when you come back from.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
That would make sense. First of all, being the fact that they're not made out of real
they're
people material. String. Yeah.
And I can just imagine a fetch trying to duplicate itself going into Michael's and going, yeah, I need some shiny string.
Okay.
Basically, you get the broken mirror merit, which I don't have right in front of me for killing your fetch, but you have alternate milestone merits as well, and that's what's in this book. You have optional variant rules in here. They do talk a little bit about children. You basically, you're so convincing, you convince your partner to conceive, which it's a variant.
Yeah.
So it's
so
not...
So if you kill your fetch, the kids go away?
Does not say.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
It does not say. They can't learn echoes. They don't have weird ratings or glamour pools. They can't enter the hedge. They are considered to have the unseen sense merit. And they might be poisonous to the true fae, or it might be rumor. But pretty much it says the facade's so convincing that it fools the fetch's partner into conceiving anyway. And, yeah, I know. So, again, it's a variant.
Ugh.
It's a variant rule. So
Very variant.
You can have fetch spawn. You can either have fetch children or fetch spawn. The difference is the fetch spawn have no soul.
Mm.
Oh, like most children.
Uh-uh. Come on.
Hey, man, my kids have plenty of soul.
Cool.
They dig some Barry White.
Ah, there you go.
So yeah, and the reason that your fetch knows so much about you is because they are made not only of the bits of string and dirt and magic, but of the part of your soul that was ripped away by the hedge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So do you get that part back if you kill them?
They discuss that you can have like a merger with the fetch.
Huh.
But...
So it's like you run up, cut their head off, and this lightning goes everywhere?
Well, no. It actually is more talking with the fetch and that kind of thing.
Oh, so it's
and,
not even like that bad Jet Li movie.
Oh, the one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hadn't thought about that movie in a while.
Most of us have tried not to.
So
I gotta try to find that one.
They talk about how the changeling and the fetch might even decide to become one in a more intimate sense.
Who?
Oh, I could be king.
I'm not even going there.
The ultimate expression of narcissism, perhaps.
Not even going to say what came to mind. Just keep going.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Only Carmen Electra and her fetch.
Only in Changeling can someone tell you to go yourself, and you can.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, there are catches for the fetches. Like, if the fetch should ever touch the blood of the changeling that the fetch was made to impersonate, it's revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be a big mind screw to your family if you decide to reveal your fetch to them to prove you are who you say you are.
Hey, watch this! Slash!
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Rocky!
Very Peter Pan-like, the fetch's shadow is the fetch's weakness. If it's pinned to the ground, the fetch is immobile. They talk about fetches and mortals, fetches and werewolves. And vampires.
Neat. Oh, there are some scary thoughts.
Like the true fae kidnapping werewolves as attack dogs.
Oh.
You know, so a fetch apparently can be of another... If the true fae steal another supernatural, you can have a fetch.
Can a fetch be embraced?
But it lacks the supernatural ability, doesn't it?
Is it so convincing?
I remember seeing that little snippet, and I think it said that if a werewolf got... snatched and the fetch left behind, it wouldn't have shape-shifting ability.
It pretty much says as soon as the fetch's pack finds it, tells it by its scent that it's not who it seems. It'll probably be tortured into revealing its true nature, if it knows, and then eviscerated.
Ooh.
Let's look at vampire.
Well, werewolves are like that.
Well, I don't know if we have the time to get into all of the particulars here right now, but
they're not.
You can tell me later.
Yeah, they're not, as far as mages, they're not capable of awakening. They're not subject to disbelief. They're not considered sleepers. They don't have souls, but they have something in place of souls. Some bastardization created by fae magic and your soul.
But it definitely does cover how it interacts with all of the other
things. Oh, yeah.
And there's no fetches and ninjas, though. I'm disappointed.
Ninja, the killing.
And it has examples of fetches, including a
mafia boss thing.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. I always knew there was something wrong with Gotti.
You know, this is going to be on the air.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned Gotti and nobody else.